Okay.
You are no longer muted.
All set, Mandy? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, June 26th, 2020, and this is an extension of the Town of Curie Beach emergency meeting. May I have a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we go into session for this emergency meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, aye. Okay, today, gentlemen, we have... before us, we have a new order, which is 2.0 plus, which is an extension of Governor Cooper's 2.0 for 3 weeks. That extension is heavily endorsed around, particularly wearing face covers in most places. Now, before we talk about that, let's do a quick review of the cases. And the reason that the thing we're talking about is very necessary. Over the last week, New Hanover County has been averaging over 40 new cases a day. New Hanover County, over 40 new cases a day. We're now at 805 cases. If you look at zip code 28449, Curie Beach, we have 2 cases, no deaths. If you look at 28428, which is our neighbor, Carolina Beach, they have 24 cases, no deaths. If you look at 28412 from the bridge to Monkey Junction, they have 100 cases, no deaths. If you look at the extension to 28403, which is just around near the university, there are 196 cases and one death. Now, the reason that what we're about to talk about is important is we have people on staff from all over the area. And to believe that because one number is small doesn't mean we have to worry about anything is totally incorrect. Currently, the state has 58,818 cases, and 892 of those cases are in the hospital. Which brings us to the governor's order. But before, and the governor's order is around wearing face masks. And I will go over at a very high level very quickly new requirements for face coverings. In retail businesses, in child care facilities, day camps, and overnight camps, in state government and local government, in transportation, not individuals by car, but cabs, taxis, buses, in certain high-density occupational settings where social distancing is difficult, talking about manufacturing work, agricultural work, meat or poultry processing plants, long-term care facilities, and then there's a list of exceptions. We will have this, I think we already have it on the website. Mandy, is this on the website?
Yes.
Okay. I would encourage you to look at the total order on the website so you can become familiar with what the governor's order is and what he looks at relative to enforcement. On top of the order from the governor, we have an order today from New Hanover County. All New Hanover County employees who are within 6 feet of someone either inside a county building or outside on county property must wear a face mask unless they are part of the exception per the executive order. And that is what we're going to talk about today. First, I'm going to now ask the department heads who have joined us for quick input on anything they need to want to mention for the weekend or any particular difficulties they may have come across. So why don't we start with, I know Mr. Kennedy is out, becoming a father, I believe. And so we will go to the police department. Brandon.
Council and Mayor, we don't have a whole lot. We have updated all the officers with regards to the governor's new orders about wearing the face masks in public. We have expressed to all the officers the need that they should be wearing the officers in any face masks in any situation where they themselves can't social distance. In terms of the public not wearing them, we'll take enforcement action as necessary.
Okay.
Moving on from that, we have had quite an uptick in call volume, particularly after dark. Carolina Beach has experienced the same thing. We've been backing each other up on a lot of calls. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just the general summer uptick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're experiencing it now, but we have been had a lot of calls after dark. I'll also go ahead and add that the gas pumps are now operational, and all the officers should have all their new cards on Monday.
Oh, outstanding.
So, yeah.
That is outstanding. So the increase in call, is there any particular specific call that?
Not any specific call. We just had quite an uptick after sunset for whatever reason. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Some of it's alcohol fueled, mm-hmm. obviously. Some of it's just general calls. It just seems like an uptick recently.
People happy to be here, probably,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Any questions for Brandon from council?
No, thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. David, you're one of the volunteer firemen, and I know you have an awareness to what the fire department is doing. Can you relay that?
Yes, sir, I can. So, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, so... basically, the chief has put out information to the firemen and the volunteers about mask wearing. He sent the email. I know I copied all council on that. So basically, it's when they're interacting with citizens within 6 feet, and then obviously anytime they go inside a residence to follow the governor's guidance. Additionally, he gave guidance to the lifeguards on when they're interacting, when they're on the stand more than one guard themselves. So I imagine you won't see two guards on the stand because they would probably want to wear the mask. But if they're interacting with citizens within 6 feet, or if they're paired up, and then if they're inside of buildings. He had some exclusions for the shift firefighters, the three firefighters that are on shifts together. If they're by themselves in the fire department, they don't have to wear them, but if they come out because a citizen calls them out, they obviously will put them on. And then if the firefighters are on a call, they'll use the COVID-19 protocols that they've been using all along. Fortunately, with 911, the 911 center identifies anyone in the COVID-19 protocol, so they'll respond appropriately. So I think he's done a good job of prepping the department for that. I can also speak for Public Works since Jimmy's not going to be able to call in as well if you want me to at this time.
Please do.
So Public Works the same way. Anytime they go to residence or business, they will wear a mask for the governor's guidance. If they're able to social distance within 6 feet, which for the majority of their work they are able to do, they will not be wearing masks. So if they're on the garbage truck picking up garbage or picking up stuff outside, or if they're working on a stormwater issue, as long as they can stay 6 feet away from citizens and non-departmental personnel, then they will not be wearing a mask, especially with the high temperatures. Wearing a mask in some of the work they do would be problematic. If they're on equipment like mowers or such, they're not within 6 feet of people, and so they will not be wearing a mask. But they are all carrying masks and they understand the requirements. Additionally, both the fire chief and public works, and I assume the police department asked in email, have pointed out to our employees that even if you're off duty, if you're wearing a Cherry Beach employee shirt, you should follow the rules because we do want to demonstrate leadership in this with our, with following the governor's guidelines. So, an employee going home from work and
Okay. Excellent. Excellent advice, David. Thank you. Nikki?
Good evening. So, for the rec department, it's pretty similar to what Dave went through. Inside town facilities, if you're in a situation where you're going to be within 6 feet of a coworker visiting another department, then you should wear one. Outside at town parks and facilities, we're going to carry one on our person at all times. Most of that, of the time we're out there, well, solo anyway, but if you find yourself in a situation where you're within, where social distancing can't happen, then put it on. And,
okay.
At town events, we have been wearing them at the events that are going on, and we will continue to do so. We're now requiring that the vendors wear them unless an exception applies to them. As for the public, social distancing hasn't been a problem at the market yet, and the police have been helpful in having a presence down there. We'll continue to work with them. We feel it's safer to enforce the social distancing than to fight with the public about making it mandatory at the market. Is that it is outdoors and you can't socially distance. And anytime we're visiting non-town buildings or businesses, and the same if you're still in uniform, then wear a mask. So, additional consideration, the classes that are resumed are all outside, and they're all exercise-based. And exercise you don't have to go on. And then any rental that can resume under the current mass gathering restrictions would also be required, too. So, that's all I have.
One question. On Tuesday, when we have the market, are we going to plan to, should we sell masks at our desk? People who wish to come in and maybe aren't aware, don't know, because if you're just out for a walk, you're not required to necessarily have a mask.
That's a good idea. We can certainly get some before Tuesday and have them.
Yeah. I mean, we can't hand them out by the thousands, but right. We certainly, I don't know what the costs are. Mandy, maybe you could help figure that out. Or Arlen, you can help figure it out.
Some restaurants are selling them if they show up at the door for $2.
Right.
They've advertised that. If you show up and you don't have one, we have one for you, but you'll pay for that, of course.
Okay. Well, I think we'll let Arlen set the fee.
Depends how much we find.
Depends on what we have.
I don't expect to have the town facilitate people who haven't been responsible. So I expect the town to at least be recovering their cost, right?
And
so that, and that's the intent of me saying selling it.
You can't.
You can buy on the town store with our logo on them as well.
There you go. That'd be one. I would get a couple of those.
Everybody chipped in to buy them for us.
Like today, yesterday, so we'll get that.
Okay. I don't have any questions for Nikki. How about the rest of the council?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Nikki. Arlen?
What our plan will be, I guess, in conjunction with administration and everybody here at Town Hall, is that we will post that a mask is required to come into the lobby of Town Hall. We'll continue some of the other restrictions, no more than two people in the lobby at a time. The two employees at the customer service windows will continue to keep the window closed. If for some reason, though, they have to interact with a customer and open the window, they'll only do that, one, if the customer is wearing a mask, and two, before they open the window, they'll also put on a mask.
Okay. That's good.
I guess my question becomes, what action we take if someone comes in without a mask?
Good question. Go ahead.
The governor covered that in his tip. The governor did cover that in his declaration or state of emergency, whatever he called it. Basically, the business can ask people to leave and then it's trespassing. And that's what they can get charged with. So if they do not comply, at least as I read the governor's order, that basically means that you call the police and the police would charge them trespassing if they don't leave, especially if you posted it on. So I think that's the issue. Hopefully our citizens will comply.
Because I also read, I guess, in the county's announcement that the way they worded it, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but that if someone comes into a county building without a mask, they won't be turned away.
They did mention it in that way, not for service. Right. They did mention that. That's what the county is doing.
The governor also had exemptions if you have asthma or other issues. And if you look at his exemptions, he basically says, we're going to take people's word for it. So if someone says they have an exemption, then you just serve them.
Okay.
So we can, we could also offer them a mask for $2 or whatever the number is going to be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, first we have that mask, I guess, that we can even offer, you know, so we're going to have to work with.
But at that point, they're already in our lobby. We don't have anyone outside of our front door.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
To do that. So, I mean, they're already in our lobby, and by the time they pay for a mask, we've kind of
right.
Okay. You know what? I should know this. Are we beeping them in?
No.
This is they only stay in the lobby. I mean, right now, you know, we try to keep to a minimum anyone that goes past the lobby, only for very unusual circumstances, basically.
And they have to be screened. Their temperatures
are taken. Yeah. I mean, I'm clear with that. I was wondering if they can even get into the lobby.
Yes, they can get into the lobby.
Okay.
Well, fortunately, it's low risk if they get into the lobby because we still have barriers for our employees.
Right.
And I think the governor did leave a pretty big loophole about, oh, you self-report and then it's okay.
Yeah.
If you read his order.
Right. So we'll keep that in, you know, the window closed. I mean, if someone does not have a face covering, we definitely
would
not open the window then. So.
Yep. I would keep the window closed, exactly right.
Right.
Of course, then we may have to go out and wipe some things down as well.
Right, we do that on an occasional basis, so at points in time during the day.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a reasonable plan.
Right. Yep. Then one other item, non-COVID-19 related, is that we this week received just about $122,000 from FEMA related to Hurricane Dorian, so that's a good thing.
That's an excellent
nice thing. Job, Department.
Nice job, is right. So that on top of the ROT money, that Dorian money plus the money from Florence, you brought in quite a bit of money in the last 6 months, I guess.
Well, I don't want to take credit. I'm just glad that. You know, with the,
we're getting
we
the
got
cash.
Through the process, yes. I guess, and have received the majority of our Dorian funds. So
you get past the government paper machine, right. And that is awesome. Because there are people who don't have their Florence money yet, or their Matthew money yet.
Right.
So, okay. Thank you.
Thank
nice
you.
Job, Arlen. Mandy.
I don't have anything else.
Nothing else to add? Okay.
Pretty much covered it for
okay.
As far as in the building.
Now, from a department head perspective, we will have a department head meeting Monday or Tuesday, probably just before lunch. Topic is going to be our commitment to COVID and COVID safety for our staff. Okay, gentlemen. Thoughts relative to the orders. Alan, you want to start?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know, we got to make sure that our department heads are doing the same thing across the board, and that we're all being consistent. That way, if there is criticism of the department or the employees, that they're following the procedures. Also, we got to make sure we set the right example for the public. So. But I personally think it's better than having to go backwards on some of the restrictions. If we have to wear a mask, I think it's a better option than going backwards on possibly shutting some things down or going backwards. So we all got to be diligent and keep up the work, good work. So that's all I have.
Okay. John?
I don't really have anything to add except
reading through this order by Governor Cooper. There is a number of times where they reference or use the word North Carolinians will comply with this, or North Carolinians will do that. I know this state over the next few months is going to have a lot of people in it that we don't consider North Carolinians. They're welcome and come enjoy our beach and spend their money. But I think it's going to be a tough call for the enforcement process. There's going to be animosity toward coming to a restaurant and seeing a notice that says you must wear a mask. The good folks that run the pier have already put out a notice that said, if you're going to fish on this pier, you will wear a mask, no exceptions. There are going to be people that come to that ticket place, that gate, that didn't read that, that didn't know that. They don't have a mask with them. They don't know where to get one. So if the pier folks don't stock some to sell, there are going to be some upset folks to drive down here. Maybe they're drove down from New York or where, pick your state, and you're staying in a hotel, and then they go over to the theater. So I think there are going to be some issues and some problems regarding that, all the things that the governor would like for us to do. And I support those. I've read through this and studied it. The exemptions are interesting, or, you know, we're supposed to do masks. Like I do a lot of walking and being in and around the town. Downtown today to deliver food to the seniors. We had a mask on for almost 4 hours. But there's a lot of folks that are not wearing a mask. I found it kind of interesting that he based this on the numbers. He, the governor, based this on the numbers getting bigger. Testing, more beds used, and more cases. But yet, he delayed it 2 days from when he published it to now. It went into effect at 5 o'clock today. Why didn't it go into effect 2 days ago when he signed it? If he's concerned. Well, a bit of rambling, but mm-hmm. I think there are going to be some issues.
You bring up an interesting point, John, about guests and people from other states. Essentially, the way I read the order, the onus for executing the order is really on the business owner, because it's the business owner who will actually be cited if he's not practicing the order. The only way the individual is cited is if they're asked to leave and they refuse to leave. So the point about having masks available for either a fee or for free at the businesses is probably a very good one, because people may, if they get out of hand, that's when we're going to meet our pleasant police force. And I mean, our guys are decent. They'll explain to them what they have to do. They'll explain to them what's going on, and they'll explain the consequences if they don't wish to comply. So we haven't gone overboard in any of these areas. We still continue to teach. And then we will act if the teaching doesn't take effect. I think that's correct.
We want to give everyone every opportunity.
Right.
As I stated earlier, we will take action when necessary.
Okay. So, but that's an interesting point, and we may have business owners who want to think about making masks available for some fee. Now, you said they were, Joseph?
Yeah, some of the restaurants on Facebook are stating that they will have them if people don't have the mask with them. But also, there's some accountability here. If you're about to go on vacation, you should know where you're traveling and what requirements are made. And if you don't, I'm really not going to have a lot of sympathy for you. You know, if you don't see that North Carolina's cases are rising as you come down here on vacation, that's really on you. And the peer, as John said, posted yesterday that the requirements for the mask, and people were trashing them, saying, I'll never come back to Curry Beach, I'm not wearing a mask. Yeah. I mean, it got out of hand rapidly. If you're going to be that selfish, you know, that's just whatever. You know.
Well, okay. That's a good point. I was going to ask you, is there anything else you'd like to say, Joseph? I think you said it.
Yeah. It's just, we can all get through this together if we all just sacrifice temporarily.
Last and certainly not least, David, do you have anything you want to add to this discussion?
Yeah, the one, I support everything that Alan said about, you know, masks are way better than going back to where we were, where short-term rentals were closed and businesses were closed and all the other economic impacts. So, one, I think the governor's, just like we talked about before, trying to ride the balance of personal risk versus the economy. And so, just for the council, you know, the 12 metrics that the New Hanover County Regional Medical Center are tracking, right now only one of them is red, and it's really surgical masks. So they, on that particular one, red is less than 30 days supply, and they have a 29-day supply, but they expect some more shipments in, so they're good on that one. The rest of them, they're still green on, although they're tracking the wrong way, so they're moving the wrong way, and that's why, at least at a local level, we're supporting the governor's recommendation because we are starting to see an uptick, and across the state we're seeing the uptick. I think our business owners are very responsible people. We're very fortunate to have them. I think that anyone that doesn't like a business following public safety guidelines, we don't want them coming through these anyway. So I'll go on the record and say, you know what, if you don't want to wear a mask in a business, that a business is following what the governor recommends for public safety, we can feel pretty good somewhere else. Sure, he doesn't need you, and our businesses will thrive with people that can take public safety as part of what they do on how they make decisions. Our staff, our employees interface with the public every day. Our police officer then talked at the beginning of the meeting, talked about calls are on an uprise. Our lifeguards were in the water yesterday pulling people out. They're interacting every day. If you can't do the minimum of wear a mask when you're out in public to protect yourself and to protect the people around you, then you know what? Go somewhere else. We'll be fine with us. And I appreciate that our businesses are taking a strong stance of supporting what the governor's saying about this issue. The pandemic's real. You know, if you look at what's happening in our hospital system, unlike in other states like Texas and Florida and Georgia where the system's overloaded, right now we're still in the green. But if you look at the trends are up, and the governor made the exactly right decision for saying, look, we can't open up anymore. We're still very, if you go out on the beach or Curry Beach today, there are more people out there than there are typically on Friday and late June. So all the short-term rentals are ready. All the restaurants are served people. The pier has plenty of people on it. But what we are saying is we support the governor's call for take some reasonable measures so that we can continue to control this. Remember what we said at the beginning of this is the strategy. The strategy is to not let the local health system be overrun with COVID cases such that it can't treat someone with a heart attack, treat someone with whatever the issue is, for us to get a car wreck, whatever. And we're managing it appropriately. So we're in the middle of the road. I don't like being in the middle of the road. That's where we are. We don't have so many cases that people don't have health care, but we have more cases than we would like to have. And that's where we're going to be wrapped for a pretty long time. So for those people that want to say Cherry Beach is a bad place because we're telling people to follow the governor's recommendations and the healthcare professional's recommendations on healthcare. Fine. They're welcome to call me. My number's on, you know, town hall. I'll give it to you and I'll tell you if they go somewhere else. But for our citizens,
if you can't reach David, you can call me.
The staff. Say again?
I said, if you can't reach David, you're welcome to call me too.
There you go. Joe's with me, and I think the rest of the council is, right? So, you know, I think the issue is we're trying to make the best decisions we can and both protect the economy and protect individuals. But individuals have a place. And, you know, you can make individual decisions about your risk. When I go out on the beach, I still see a lot of people that are way closer than 6 feet together, and I don't think they're the same people. If you throw your blanket down right beside someone when they're pulling your beach around, that's a decision you and they both make together. And the town and the government can't help you on that decision, right? If you are compromised and you do risky stuff, bad stuff could happen to you. So make a decision. The council, the governor, the county commissioners will do what we can. We will protect the healthcare system, so if you have a problem, you get to go to the healthcare system. But you have to make individual choices, and everyone gets to do that. This is still America, right? We're not, like, locking people down, but we are saying this is important. For our police department, you know, the governor said it falls on the businesses. We will support our businesses because I think all our businesses will support what the governor requested. And if someone shows up at a business and wants to make a big deal about wearing a mask, and a business asks you to escort them off for charging trespassing, then I think that's what should happen, right? If someone has a problem with the peer requiring a mask and they want to make a big deal in Cherry Beach about it, then trespassing is still a real thing, and I think they should get arrested and hauled down to the New Hanover County Jail, and they can enjoy their time there as far as I'm concerned. And if anyone has a problem with that, I'll be glad to support you. Call me, I'll show up and tell them why they're getting arrested if that's what happens. But private property is still private property. The governor empowered businesses. Either you can get shut down by the health department or you can follow my rules. I expect there are businesses to follow that. And if someone decides they have some constitutional BS reason for not wearing a mask, you know, if they don't have that, well, okay, fine. Businesses are empowered by the government to let that trap. But if they decide they need to make a political statement, I expect us to support our police department, and you can make it somewhere else. We're going to support the government, support our businesses, support the rule of law about trespass. So that's all I have to say. Sorry if it was a little creepy. I apologize.
Not a problem, David. We're up here representing our town, and we all have very definite opinions. In this case, they don't seem to be very different. I do have one thought that I would like to, before we determined to extend our order or change our order, I was considering asking all of our businesses to make sure they have a notice in the window saying masks are required. I think that can help our police force. I think it can also help them. So, any view on that particular idea?
I think that's fair. I mean,
yeah, I would agree.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Mackerels and the peer have both already stated what their policy is.
Right.
So, you know, I think the convenience store, Sam's, would be a great place if they
right.
would do it. And I'm sure Freddy's, I'm just looking to see if I can find anything on there.
Okay. It would just help them. They can point to it and let the individuals know. And then if the if our officers are requested to come by, they can point to the sign as well as the governor's order. Okay. Any other ideas of associated with this? Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Craig, were you thinking about changing the sign from the census thing to mask are now required in public within 6 feet or something?
Yeah, I had mentioned that this morning in a note out to the team, and I think we should do that. I'm assuming that would be okay, but what do you guys think about changing the digital sign? It can say census on one, and then I think it can blink to another message.
Can I do that, Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
No,
fine. Should we leave it on Dow or put it on Fort Fisher? Do we think would be the best?
That's a good question. I think I would let the police chief determine where to put that. He knows where the most of the traffic is, so. Everybody.
If needed, you can just shorten the census one down to just fill out your census and just see if it's all that'll fit on one screen and then whatever you need to put on the other one.
Okay. Any other thoughts? So we have the required signs at the businesses, and we have the digital sign. Now, the digital sign won't necessarily be part of the order. It'll just be an action we're taking. So do I have any particular motion? Seeing how the mayor normally doesn't make motions?
I think our order incorporates the governor and New Hanover County's guidance. So is there something we want to add? I think they're both fine.
Okay, the only addition would be the signs in the store windows.
Does that require a motion?
I don't think that needs to be in our order.
Okay.
Maybe it does, you're right.
Mandy's shaking her head.
I mean, if y'all are making it mandatory, then it needs to be enforced if they're not complying. If it goes in the order and they don't comply, then someone's got to enforce it.
Then we have to tell them, put your sign up.
Or what? Like, right. That's the enforcement.
The enforcement?
Like
the enforcement is you have to put your sign up. I don't see anybody down there being upset with that, frankly.
I don't either. That's why I'm thinking it probably doesn't really necessarily have to be in the order. I don't see why anyone would be opposed to putting it in their window.
Yeah, I think if someone was to push back, we might want to add it to the order, but I think if we request the business owners to post that signs are, you know, the masks are required at their businesses, and if the police chief says they have a problem with it, we can add it to our order. And he can use that to tell them, look, they're going to add it to the emergency order if you don't do it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. How do the rest of you feel?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so then, I'm sorry, David, were you making a motion?
No, I was just saying I don't know that we need one because I don't think we have to change our order.
Okay. So we just say we're following, we're still following the public guidance. Okay. All right, so then we don't even need a motion. All right. How many people are on the line?
40.
Okay. You gentlemen ready for questions?
Yeah.
Okay, if anyone has any questions, please unmute your phone and let us know.
Hi, this is David Chack, 720-4-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5- allow people to not. However, when you see the president, the vice president not wearing a mask, and the vice president's conference today, you shut down the First Amendment, people can not wear a mask, it's their choice with the First Amendment. So we have a big conflict with the president and what they say, and our town and what we say. But that's what's out there right now. Now, I don't understand it, because if that's the case, then we can't make you wear a seatbelt. Is that correct? That's my constitutional right. But you do find me if I don't. So I'm very confused as to why people can't be required to wear a mask.
Okay. David, I think that was a statement, not a question. Am I wrong?
Right.
Okay. So what we'd like to do is go to questions. I mean, there are a lot of people who feel your way and a lot of people who feel the other way. So to avoid any general discussion on that particular point, I'd like to keep it to questions.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Gail from 511 Third Drive.
Yes.
On the New Hanover County website, it reads that masks are recommended, not required. In Cherry Beach and on Pleasure Island, are masks now required in grocery stores?
Yes.
Restaurants?
Yes.
And walking on the beach or around town?
Walking around, if it's as exercise, no. I would recommend that you go to the website. There is a pretty lengthy list of exceptions from the governor, and it is not, if you see a person with a mask, it's an offense. I mean, it may be a personal offense to an individual, but it's not a particularly legal offense. So I would recommend you go look at it. It's a lengthy order. You need to read it, or you'll probably have questions or think somebody's doing something wrong when they're not. And it's a little too long to cover in detail. But yes, if you want to go to a business, the business must require you to wear a mask. Unless you're eating at the restaurant. When you eat, obviously, you can't have on a mask. But if you're waiting or standing in line or shopping, masks are required according to the governor. And the people who will be penalized will be the store owners. And if the store owners do take an action to tell the individual to wear a mask and they refuse, then the individual can be cited. But all of that is in the order. It's not overly detailed, but it's lengthy. It's about 12 pages. Oh, yeah, the Town of Curie Beach website. So if you, Mandy, you want to repeat that?
It's townofcuriebeach.org. Under administration, we have all the orders listed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, gentlemen, when would you like to meet again?
October.
Thanks for your honesty, John.
So we can talk about parking in October.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about maybe next Thursday?
Next Thursday before the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could see in case we need to make any adjustments. That's not a bad thought.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we...
Well, we have a meeting at 10 a.m. next Thursday. Can we just make it is everybody okay with 11 a.m.?
Meeting we have at 10 o'clock?
Oh, Craig and I have to talk.
Yeah, we have a meeting with Matsu.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So.
No, it's a phone call on our three on our requests.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time?
So if we figure it at the most, it'll take an hour. So 11
a.m.? Yeah, I doubt if it'll be an hour.
I make a motion we extend our meeting to 11 a.m. on
Thursday the 2nd.
Thursday, July
2nd. So 11 work for everybody?
I'll second.
Yeah, I'll have to call in potentially.
Okay.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
And that way the staff can even go home. So there we go. Thank you all.